So we believe.
神让我们学习另外一个看见。
God has given us another way of seeing things.
那就是用我们的信心去看见那里看不见的。
That is to see by faith the one that we cannot see with our eyes.
我们没有信主之前，我们是用我们的眼睛。
Before we believe in the Lord, we see things with our eyes.
但是到我们信主之后，神要我们学习用信心去看见。
But after we believe, God wants us to learn to see Him by faith.
我们当初是怎么样得救的呢？
How did we got saved?
你没有看见主耶稣为你钉十字架呢？
Have you seen Jesus crucified on the cross for you physically?
你没有看见主耶稣他复活升天呢？
Did you see Jesus Christ resurrected and rise to heaven?
但这些你都没有看见。
You need not see that.
但是你为什么会相信呢？
But how did you believe then?
因为圣灵借着这些圣经上所写下来的事实，让我们在信心的里面，我们相信主已经做成了这件事情。
Because the Holy Spirit has revealed all this to us, and by faith, we believe that all this has happened.
所以借着信心，我们能够知道神已经为我们完成了救恩。
And through faith, we know that God has accomplished the salvation for us.
而且我们借着信心，我们相信我们已经成了神的儿女。
And by faith, we believe that we became children of God.
我们也相信，就像刚才我们读的圣经一样。
And just like the scripture we have read.
当我们来亲近神的时候，神就必定他要来亲近我们。
When we draw near to God, He will definitely draw near to you.
所以我既然我们是靠信心来得救的。
So we are saved by faith.
我们就需要继续的根据这个信心，我们来经历它，我们来亲近它。
So by this faith, we will draw near to Him and we will fellowship with Him.
当你有很多那些真实的信心里面的经历的时候
，and when we have much of this experience,
你会发现这些属灵的事情其实比你眼睛所看见的还要更加真实。
You will discover that these spiritual things is in fact more real than the things you see with your eyes.
所以我们要学习用信心的眼睛去看见那里看不见的。
So therefore, we need to see the God that we cannot see with the eyes of faith.
那第二个我讲到说要我们要求神来恢复我们对神那起初的爱。
And secondly, we need God to restore that first love we had for Him.
也许当你刚刚得救的时候
，When you first got saved,
你可能被神的爱感动。
Maybe you have been moved by His love.
你愿意常常来听他的话，你愿意常常来跟他祷告。
You want to hear His words and you want to pray to Him.
但是慢慢的，你发现好像这个爱就慢慢的消退。
But slowly you discover that your love for Him has decreased.
慢慢的，你就好像觉得说，好像那些世界的诱惑又开始来吸引你。
And you discover that things in the world began to tempt you again.
好像你觉得说你心里面又好像出现了那个曾经有过的空虚。
And that your heart began to have the emptiness that used to have in you.
你好像对你的得救好像也有一些的疑惑。
And you began to be shaken and doubt about your salvation.
我觉得很多时候是我们的起初的爱在神的面前失落。
I believe that because we lost our first love.
所以当我们有这些感觉的时候
So when we have these feelings,
其实我们应该来到神的面前。
We need to come back to God.
我们把我们真实的光景，我们向神来诉说。
We need to tell God our real situation.
我们也求神能够来恢复那个起初他给我们的爱。
And we need to ask God to reveal that first love to us again, to restore that.
我觉得一个弟兄他讲得很好。
There was a brother who said this.
他说爱的心愿在于我们。
He said the desire to love came from us.
但是爱的能力却是来自于神。
But yet the power to love came from God.
你靠着自己你不能爱神。
By yourself you cannot love God.
但是你可以向神祷告，求神让他把他的爱能够倾注在你的心里。
But you can pray to God and that God may pour His love to you so that you can love.
当你觉得你自己里面的爱开始减退的时候
，And when you felt that your love is decreasing,
我们需要来到神的面前。
That we need to come before God.
我们需要再次求神把他的爱来加给我们。
And we need ask God to increase His love in us.
第三个。
The third point.
讲到说，当我们愿意跟神建立这样一个爱的关系的时候。
When we are willing to build this relationship of love with God.
你会看见说，一个关系的建立，它需要时间，它也需要付出代价。
We knew that this relationship to be built. need time and need to pay a price.
我女儿前几天她问我,
few days ago, my daughter asked me,
她说为什么那些流行音乐里面都是在唱那些爱情的歌曲?
Why all these pop songs are talking about love all the time?
要不然就是爱得死去活来。
One is that you love until you nearly die.
要不然呢，你就是好像被人抛弃，然后你就非常的在那边无病呻吟。
Or you have been deserted, and then you just sorrowfully singing those songs.
所以人好像总是想要得着那个爱。
It seems that everyone wants to have love.
但是你要看见说，当我们真的是要进入。 要确立那个爱的关系的时候,
but to really build a true relationship of love,
那需要我们花上时间, you
need to pay the price, you need to spend time.
你可以是一见钟情,
maybe you'll be love at first sight.
但是你却看见说一见钟情还不够,
but you knew that is not enough.
一个爱情需要你常常去关心对方,
and love, to really love, you need to continue to show care.
需要你常常去给他写情书或者是发 text message.
You need to keep on sending text messages of love or even write letters.
甚至你常常到节日的时候你需要去买礼物送给对方。
Or at certain festival that you want to send gifts to that person.
我想与神的关系也是一样。
And our relationship with God is the same.
当我们真的被神的爱吸引的时候,
when we have been attracted by God's love,
我们有没有花时间与神来相交?
Do we spend time with God?
我们有没有常常来到神的面前, 我们来与这位神来说话呢?
Do we draw near to Him and talk to Him?
我们想不想知道神他喜欢什么, 他不喜欢什么呢?
Do we think about what does God like? What does God hate?
我们愿不愿意来讨神的喜欢呢?
Are we willing to come and please God?
这需要你花时间。
Are we willing to spend time?
而且这也需要你去付上代价。
And to pay the price.
也许别人在那里，在那边打 video game 的时候，
When someone was playing video game next to you,
你愿意花点时间你在那边读神的话？
Are you willing to spend time reading God's word?
当别人在那里 Facebook 在那边跟别人聊天的时候，
or someone is chatting away on Facebook,
你愿不愿意花点时间，你来到神的面前，你来向他祷告，来与他交通？
Are you willing to not to do that, but willing to spend time with God and pray to God?
我们常常觉得好像神没有听祷告。
Sometimes we say, "Well, God did not listen to my prayers."
或者我们常常觉得神好像很离我们很遥远。
Or we felt that God is so far away from us.
其实是我们没有花足够的时间，我们来与神来相交。
Actually, it's because we did not spend enough time to with God.
而且我们不愿意花上代价，我们来去寻求神。
Or to pay the price to seek God.
第四点，我想说，我们怎样学习在每一天的生活中，我们来经历神。
And point number four is that how do we learn to experience God in our daily life?
既然神 应许过我们说，他是可以被我们经历的。
Since God promised that we can experience Him,
那我们就应该学习在每一天我们去经历神。
So we need to learn to experience Him every single day.
我不知道大家早上起来第一件事情是什么。
So what was the first thing you did this morning?
你是不是 this morning 就平常早上你起来的时候？
Every day in your daily life, what do you do first thing in the morning?
你是早上一起来就要 check 你的 email 呢？
Do you wake up and first thing is check your email?
Check 你的 Facebook 或者你的 WeChat 呢？
Or your WeChat or your Facebook?
还是你来到神的面前？
Or do you first thing to come before God?
你先来到神的面前，你来向他祷告。
And to pray to Him.
你先来读他自己的话。
And to read His word.
所以我觉得如果你的每一天都是从祷告开始的,
so if your day begins with prayer,
而且你每一天都是以祷告结束的,
and to conclude with prayer,
你就会发现神真的在这一天的里面, 祂带领你前面的道路。
You discover that God is leading you every single day.
所以我盼望大家都能够学习一个功课。
Can we all learn these lessons?
我们在每一天, 我们都学习与神来相交。
So every day we learn to have fellowship with God.
我想其实我们现在有很多这些现代的工具。
I believe that we all have some modern things.
我们都有 smartphone。
We all have smartphones。
我想，我不知道大家 smartphone 里面是不是只装那些游戏啊，或者那些 Facebook。
Is your smartphone all have Facebook and games and so forth?
有多少人手机里面有 Bible 的？
Anyone have Bible in your handphone or smartphone?
感谢主啊，大很多人都有。
Many people have it.
我想如果你有 smartphone,
if you have a smartphone,
我想里面不是只是为你装了一些游戏。
I believe it is not just for games.
如果你里面可以装把圣经放在里面。
If you can put your Bible in your smartphone.
而且我看到有很多这些比较好的软件，它每一天早上它会发一个圣经的经节发给你。
And some better apps will actually send you a verse every day, every morning.
然后每一天你可以借着这些经节你去默想神的话。
And through these verses, you can actually use to meditate on God's word.
然后它里面还有一些很好的属灵的分享。
And sometimes some sharing, spiritual sharing.
所以我想其实这些都是我们经历主的一个途径。
These are all our tools that we can use to experience God.
所以既然神应许过我们。
Since God has promised.
他是一位又真又活的神。
He's a true and living God.
而且他是与我们同在的神。
And he's a God who is with us.
我们就应该要去学习去经历他。
So therefore we need to learn to experience him.
我记得当美国总统Obama 他第一次上任的时候
I remember Obama when he first being set up as a president in America.
他请了很多这些社会的名流去参加在白宫的一个宴会。
He has invited many of the famous or top people in the society to come to a dinner in the White House.
那后来呢，就有两个那个报纸的记者。
And there are two newspaper reporters.
他们也想进去看看里面到底发生什么事。
They also try to sneak in and to see what's happening inside.
所以呢，他们就乔装打扮。
So they actually dress up and pretend to be someone else.
然后呢，他们就混过了这些，他伪造这些证件，然后就混过了白宫的这些的 security 这些 guard.
They was actually able to enter through the security and be able to use false identities and so forth.
然后呢，他们就去到这个宴会的里面，他们还跟很多这些社会的名流在那边拍照。
And they went inside the dinner and they was able to take photos with all the famous people.
第二天呢，报纸的头条呢就登出来这个消息。
And the next day, there's a front page news in the newspaper.
这个事情给我一个很深的印象。
It has given me actually a very strong impression.
为什么呢
？Why？
你看到这些记者，他们要千方百计。
We saw this news, this journalist, using all that they had, they can think of.
他们想要混进白宫，他们要想去看看里面到底发生什么事。
They want to get into the White House and see what's actually happening there.
但是我想，我们这些神的儿女。
But we are children of God.
我们里面有没有一个渴望？
Do we have that longing?
我们愿意来到这位永生的神面前。
Are we willing to come before the living God?
我们来亲近他。
And to draw near to him.
当你来到神面前的时候。
When you come before God.
你不需要去乔装打扮。
That's only for you to dress up or change your identity.
也不需要你冲过很多的关卡。
You don't need to go through many security gates.
你可以坦然无惧的，你就能够来到施恩宝座。
But without fear, you can actually draw near to the throne of grace.
你就能够来到他的面前，你就能够来向他祷告。
And to come before God and to pray to Him.
而且这位至高的神
，And this Almighty God,
他竟然也愿意来听我们这些人的祷告。
And He's actually willing to listen to you praying to Him.
当你一跪下来的时候
，And when you bow down,
你就是把天带到了地上。
You actually bringing heaven down to earth.
但是我们很多人
，But many of us，
我们却好像没有珍惜这样一个这么大的一个权利。
We did not treasure such a great privilege and authority。
我们好像觉得说亲近神是一件可有可无的事情。
And we felt that as if it's something that you can do or do without。
但是如果神看我们的眼睛
，But if God look at our eyes，
我们真的要看见。
We do need to see。
神给我们这个权利。
We need God to open our eyes to see that this authority
is 何等的一个权利
is such a tremendous authority.
他让我们能够坦然无惧地来到他的面前,
that he has given us this right to enter into his presence without fear.
我们能够得连续蒙恩惠,
that we can obtain mercy and receive his grace and to be our help at all times.
那我们好不好把这首诗歌我们再唱一遍?
Can we sing this hymn one more time?
当我们唱的时候,
and when we sing it,
我盼望你真的是能够用一个祷告的心来唱,
and that we can sing with a prayerful heart.
如果你的心里面还没有渴慕神,
if your heart has not do not desire God,
你可以在那里向神有一个祷告,
that we can pray to God.
你说神啊, 求你用你的爱来吸引我,
we say to God, God, may you attract me with your love.
求你让我也像这位作者一样,
just like this author.
我们渴慕神就像鹿来渴慕溪水一样,
like what the composer wrote, that we draw near to God like God, like the water, like the deer panters for the water.
我们一起来把这首诗歌再唱,
sing one more time. The second verse, sorry. Second verse, joy giver. Can you put the word real before joy? But real. 真,
真, real
because
joy
is missing in the slide. Real joy giver.
The water stole my soul, and the dark the deep. Thou alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
First, we'll be breaking into small groups to pray.
但是我想，我觉得神给我一个感动。
God has moved me to feel that.
我觉得其实我们应该每个人来单独的来朝见神。
Perhaps this morning we should just individually draw near to God.
就像神既然给我们这样一个机会来到营地。
Since that God has given this opportunity to come to the camp.
神既然让我们学习在这里来亲近他，来寻求他。
Since God has given this opportunity to draw near to Him.
我想我们可以利用早上这短短的大概还有20分钟的时间。
We have about 20 minutes time, a short time this morning.
我想我们这个周围有很大的一个场地。
There is a big compound here in this camp.
我想其实每个人可以你出去。
Perhaps all of us can just go outside.
你可以一个人，你可以站在一个地方，或者你坐在一个地方。
You can stand somewhere or sit somewhere.
你在那边，你尝试与神来交通。
Perhaps you learn to draw near to God by yourself.
如果你现在的心还是对神有疑惑的。
Or if your heart is still not sure about whether you belong to God.
你可以真的把你的心情，把你的疑惑向神来诉说。
Even if you tell God your heart and your problems.
求神来让你看见，他真的是一个又真又活的神。
And that God can show you that He is the true and living God.
如果你在生活中或者工作上有难处的。
Or if you have difficulty in your work or in your life.
你也真实的把你的难处带到神的面前。
You can also tell God your difficulty.
求神来向你来说话。
That God may speak to you.
求神加给你力量, 如何来应付你面前的难处。
That God may give you strength so that you can handle the problems that is facing you.
如果你现在你觉得说你的灵性很下沉，非常的颓废的。
Or if you felt that spiritually you are almost paralyzed or unable to pick yourself up.
你也真实地来到神的面前。
You can come to God.
你可以向他来呼求。
You can call out to Him.
你说神啊，我真的需要你。
Say God, I really need you.
求你把那个起初的爱再加给我。
May you again restore that first love I had for you.
当我们真的真实地来到神的面前的时候。
And when we truly come to God in this way.
你会发现说神真的他会向我们说话。
And you discover that God can truly speak to you.
所以我盼望借着下面的一点的时间。
So maybe through that short time we have.
大家可以去到外面。
We can all go outside.
但是我想大家不要来浪费这个时间。
But don't waste that time.
不要在那边自己在那边说话或者是做一些别的事情。
And don't try to talk, chat and do something else.
真的安静地来到神的面前。
But truly be quiet. By yourself.
你来到神的面前祷告,
and pray to God.
而且我鼓励大家能够来说出来那个 speak out.
Maybe you can speak out what's in your heart.
不仅仅是在那里好像在那边默祷。
Not only just praying quietly.
你乃是把你心里面所有的想要对神说的话你说出来。
Or even just speak out to God what is in your heart.
我们也来经历神他如何的来亲近我们。
And to experience God is drawing near to us.
我想我们下面还有大概20分钟的时间。
We have this 20 minutes, we can do that.
我想请大家能够安静地离开，你可以在周围选一个地方，你可以在那边祷告。
Can we just choose a place, release here quietly, find a place so you can pray quietly by yourself.